Target Circle, the program you know and love now, includes automatic deals.
The all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, the unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360, is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
It's 902-1ONG with Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling.
Hello, everybody. It's us again, 902-1ONG.
We are back for end of the year wrap up. So we did season two of 90210. We did a little Melrose Place.
We did.
And now you guys know we love the questions you guys sent in. Mm-hmm. So we're going to dedicate this entire episode to all of your questions. And then we'll be back on January 4th, jumping into season three of 90210.
First question. What was one of your fave scenes ever to film? And what was your worst?
Oh my gosh, 10 seasons. Like, how do we even? Okay, well, even though we haven't rewatched it again as fans, just from memory, I really love the college years. So I'm psyched to get to the college years. We had short hair.
Okay. Come back to me. Give me more. Do we live in the beach apartment?
Yes. Okay. Beach apartment.
That was so fun. We always had fun when we shot at the beach apartment because it was a set on one of the stages. And it was just like, I don't know, whenever I went there, I felt independent somehow. Like that was our independent like story area.
Like we own that place, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we did. It was like, it was our place. Like
it was
the
our
beach
apartment
was the gang.
We didn't decorate it very well. I just want to say.
I know, because I feel like then we didn't feel like we could have said like, hey guys.
Oh,
like,
no way.
No.
No, we didn't get to.
But now we'd be like.
What? Yeah, we'd be like, I don't really care for cow the cow chair rug. Or what was it?
Cow chair?
We both went to the cow.
Now I kind of miss it.
I'll get you one. Okay. What was your favorite? We're not getting very far on this list. What was your favorite scene to film ever?
Ever. I can't do that. Like, there's no way I could put, like, say, what was my favorite scene ever? I could go by season, but we haven't gotten to the other seasons and I'm not going to remember them.
I'm going to say my favorite scene to film ever was the pool scene with Luke. When Kelly and Dylan were in the pool together, it was just a magical, albeit freezing, experience. We were freezing our butts off in that cold water. It was just a really beautiful, the way it was lit, and it was very memorable for me. And being with someone that I cared so much about, what made it even better.
That's such an iconic scene. Like right now, as you're talking about it, I can see the whole scene in my head. It's one of those, I'm sure all the fans feel the same way. They just remember the shot of the two of you from the side, like in the pool, like so good. Wait, am I lame? I don't have a favorite scene.
Do you have a worst scene? Like your least favorite scene?
I didn't like when Ray pushed me down the stairs. Well, probably not for the reasons like people would expect. I just remember that day they would pick, and this is sorry, I'm having a shallow moment, you guys, but I was young and this is what went through my head. They pick, body doubles, like stunt people that resemble your body so that people know. But I feel like when you saw that girl tumble down the stairs, she just was a different shape than me. And maybe it was predicting the future because I definitely have a booty now. but back then I didn't. And I was like, that's not my ass. Like, nope, people are going to call it out. I could like see the face a little bit. I could see the wig and it just felt like I didn't connect. But I don't think anyone else felt that way. And I definitely didn't love the scene where I had to slap Tiffany. I just remember at the time feeling scared and she was like, just slap me, just slap me.
Oh,
and
right.
Like,
she wanted you to hit her.
Yeah. And I was so nervous. And then I did it. And she's like, go for it harder.
Harder.
And I was like, it was good for the scene because she had me so riled up personally, like as a friend. She was just like, come on, come on. She's like, just go. And I was like, I don't want to hurt you. She's like, you're not. You have to just do it. I was like, okay, okay. And then so by the time I had slapped her, I was just like, oh, okay.
Okay, let's go to question number two.
What was your worst? Wait, I want to hear your worst.
You want to hear my worst. I'm trying to think of one. I mean, as a, I don't know, this doesn't really count, but as a person that loved the show, my worst memory would be the one where Brandon and Kelly call off their wedding. Mm. Like I felt disappointed.
Aw, as a fan, same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would have happened if they didn't call off the wedding, in your opinion?
They would have gotten married.
And then what? Like, would they have stayed together? They were so young. Like,
I think so. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
Wait, timing wise, would that have matched up that your first pregnancy with Luca, they could have written it in the script? I don't remember seasons.
No, because I had the baby already. I had Luca.
Already when you guys got married or were about to get married on the show. Okay.
Pretty sure.
Okay,
let's go on. You go.
What is the most challenging type of scene to film? See, look at me. I already answered that.
What? Which one? Slapping?
Yeah.
Fight scenes? Yeah.
Those are hard. Fight scenes, slapping.
It's a toss-up.
Intimacy scenes are scary sometimes.
Yeah. It's a toss-up between fight scenes and love scenes. For me, they're both very difficult to shoot.
Yeah, it's not like people are like, oh, you're so lucky you got to. Like, it's intimidating. There's like, we've talked about this before, like 30 plus people on set watching you and like, I don't know. And you're worried like, how do I look doing it? And like,
oh, it's the worst.
I don't know. Just not as fun as people probably glamorize it to be.
Right. And fight scenes are hard because I was just doing a fight scene in a movie I just did, and I got hurt.
Really?
Yes. The scene was this girl's supposed to attack me and bang my head on the floor. So it was all like choreographed out by the stunt mm-hmm. coordinator. And there were supposed to be three head bangs on the floor. And he was like, you control the head movement. She has her arm straight, but you lift your head up and down. So you're selling it.
Oh, yeah.
And I oversold it apparently on the first take and hit my head on the actual ground. And for a second, there was like a tiny little, not very helpful pad under my head under the rug, but it was so thin. There was a second right when I hit my head that I was like, whoa, like I saw birds for a second.
Oh,
my God. And I thought about like stopping and, you know, stopping the take. But then I thought, no, because then they're going to make me do it again. And so I just kept going. And then the second time we did it, she's supposed to grab my arm and tear me around. She grabbed my arm, but because my face was turned, she stabbed me in the mouth with her finger, and I had a bloody lip.
What is happening?
It was, yeah, I'm really not cut out for fight scenes anymore.
Anymore. I bet that's going to look good though. My gosh.
I don't really want to see me getting strangled.
Like when you turned back into it, were you bleeding visibly?
Inside my mouth. I was like,
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise.
Okay, who was your favorite Downer 2.0 guest star?
Oh. Oh my God. Oh, June Lockhart, who played my grandmother on the show. Donna's grandmother. She was awesome because we got to like do a whole thing with David and Donna, go back in time, and it was like black and white and a whole different era, and that was really cool and fun, and we got to learn a dance for it. And working with her was special. And then, I mean, she wasn't a guest star, but, you know, I loved working with Kathleen Robertson. Like, she became a regular, but I loved her on the show. What about you?
Favorite guest star? Gosh. It's a toss-up between Jessica Alba and Milton Berle. No, I'm just kidding. Favorite guest? I don't know. This is the part that's hard for me because I can't remember until I see it and then I remember it.
Okay. I know. See, I didn't really remember either. Can we tell the Milton Berle story or not really? Uncle Milty.
I think we did once, didn't we?
Did we?
I lose track of things we said.
I know. He was not easy. Everyone was like, oh my God, like iconic Milton Berle is coming. And he was older at that time and
a little bit cranky.
I mean, that's the thing. And I think about that, like I just did something, I couldn't remember my lines, and I was like, oh my God, it gave me flashbacks of Milton Berle. And I was like, is that what happens? Like, is there a point where you're like, all of a sudden it happens? Like, we always knew our lines, but he couldn't remember his lines. So they had cue cards, but that's not our problem with it. Mm-mm. The problem with it is that he had this poor young guy that was holding his cue cards and he would scream at him in the middle of a take. So we were all just sitting there in the peach pit around him at a table.
And he'd be like, hold it higher, you idiot.
like mean. And this poor young guy, his hands were shaking by the end, and we had so to keep doing takes. And I'm sure Uncle Milty was probably...
It was hard for him.
Yeah.
He was a little bit older later in life. It was hard for him.
Doesn't Ian tell a story that he called him at home?
I don't know.
I feel like he tells a story that Milton Berle called him at home.
How to get his number.
I'm not sure. Maybe it was a mistake or something. I forget.
Oops, I accidentally called Ian Ziering. Okay. What was your favorite holiday episode?
I mean, did we do any holidays besides Christmas?
We did Valentine's Day.
Did we? Okay. Well, I mean, the first season we did Christmas, but it wasn't Donna's birthday, right? But second season, then it was Donna's birthday. So it didn't really line up. But okay, so I guess Christmas.
Christmas.
Because it's my birthday.
Your birthday and Christmas all wrapped up in
one. What about you?
I remember vividly there was one Christmas we kind of usually celebrated them at the Walsh house in the living room. And I think there was one Christmas where we did a photo shoot and we're all flipping the camera off and we're wearing the Santa hats or something. Or I just remember there's a picture where we're supposed to be all happy and jolly because it's the Christmas photo of the cast. Yep. And for some reason we all flipped the photographer off at the same time. So it's a picture of all of us giving someone the bird.
So I believe that picture takes place in the hallway of school.
There's no Christmas.
No, but it was Christmas time and we were doing like some photo. Yeah. For promotion. Mm. And I feel like Shannon told everyone to do it. And we were all like, oh yeah, that's funny. And I remember I didn't used to know how to hold my middle finger up. Cool. Like
you didn't know how to flip somebody off.
Okay, so here's the right way, right? I did it like this. I would hold one down.
There's no right or wrong way to flip somebody off. Like,
well, apparently someone told me at some point that I didn't do it the cool kid way. So I had to train myself. And every time anyone would say like, do that, I would get super nervous. So in that photo, I was like, oh God, I hope I'm doing it cool.
Of course you were.
Hey, everyone. So as you can imagine, we know a thing or two about makeup. We've pretty much tried it all.
And we are really liking Thrive Cosmetics because they have a full line of makeup perfect for an everyday look refresh.
They have clean ingredients that feel great on your skin. And their products are foolproof, which makes it easy for any skill level to apply.
And it's really cool to know that Thrive Cosmetics donates products and funds to help communities thrive.
Oh, I love that connection. See that? Plus, how cool is it that their high-performance formulas are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free?
Amazing. And they have zero parabens, sulfates, and phthalates.
I really believe when it comes to makeup, beautiful eyebrows are so important. Don't you think? Their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look.
And their easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder.
Ooh la la. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back.
Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/90210.
That's Thrive Cosmetics. CAUSEMETICS.com/90210 for 10% off your first order.
Oh, we all love a good trip to Target. And now it just got better.
Target Circle, the program you know and love, now comes with automatic deals.
It's the free and easy way to get the most deals. Because now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be applied automatically at checkout.
Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in-store or at target.com/circlecard.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.com.
Okay, if you could travel back to a major scene in the series, what would it be?
It would be to the first scene that I ever had brown hair or red hair, and I wouldn't have changed my hair. It was stayed blonde.
You would have stayed blonde.
Yeah.
Good call.
So Kathleen DM'd me the other day and she was like, remember when I told you not to go blonde and you said, Kathleen DM'd me the other day and she's like, remember when I told you that you should stay blonde and not go red? And it made me think of when I told you not to cut your hair short and you did.
And I did.
So I was like, but I remembered and I was like, yeah, I do now and I shouldn't have done it.
Mm-hmm.
You agree, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't Donna. So I would go back and change losing my virginity to David with red hair. I would change getting married to David in red hair.
Would you change?
It really upsets me.
Would you change who the scenes were with, though, that you lost your virginity to David? Would you change that, too, while you're at it?
I don't know. You know my answer is going to be like, no. It was always Brian. I mean, David. So, like, but I just wish I had stayed blonde. I'm really upset. Life choices.
There you have it.
On TV. Says no one.
I would probably travel back to the time we did, I think it might have been one of Dylan's dreams or fantasies where we were in the Old West and we got to dress up like Old West people. Oh my God. It was so fun. And he was like a pig in poo. He was so happy that we did that. I think it was probably his idea because he loved horses and he wanted to do something like Western-y. And so they let him, and I think it was a dream sequence. We haven't gotten to it yet, obviously, in the podcast, so I can't really remember, but that would be my answer.
I really loved the episode or dream sequence where it was the 60s. I loved how you dressed. Like, you looked so great as, like, a flower child.
Wow. I don't have any idea what you're talking about.
You'll see when we get there. You look hot.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay. Were you ever starstruck with any co-star that you ever worked with? A lot of them weren't stars yet.
When they did our show, they were just...
Yeah, it was so long ago.
Mm-hmm. Milton Berle was already established. I would have to say, probably off the top of my head, Burt Reynolds, when Burt Reynolds was on the show, because he was like, you know, Smokey and the Bear. He was the guy. He was like big, sexy heartthrob. At that time.
Probably same when we heard he was coming. We're like, ooh.
Burt Reynolds.
Okay.
What's your favorite season for your character?
College years.
Favorite season for my character would probably be, I don't know what season it was, but when she told the boys, I choose me. Mm. Like that season when she had to decide between Brandon and Dylan.
What was your least favorite storyline for your character?
I mean,
maybe your top three.
The one where I got burned in the bathroom would be my least favorite. Because that scene was really hard to shoot because obviously we weren't in a burning building. We had to act like we were being burned and it was very hard to act that's something. Yeah, that's hard to do. And then B, because I had to have like latex burn mark on my neck for like a while after that to prove that she'd gotten burned.
I did like the single white female though aspect.
Oh, she was
Tara,
great.
Tara.
Yeah, one of those. Yeah.
she was great. So good.
She wanted to be Kelly.
I like that storyline.
And then she was going to drive us off the cliff because if she couldn't be Kelly, nobody got to be Kelly.
Oh my gosh. Do you feel like when people think of like tragics, like tragedies on 90210, they're always like, Kelly went through the most?
I have a feeling that it probably goes there in people's minds just because I got shot in the stomach. I got burned in a building, almost driven off the thing, almost raped, like a lot of those things.
Yeah.
But not to say that bad things happened to all the characters, though.
They did. But I feel like Kelly was just predisposed. She was always in the wrong place in the wrong time. The cult, though. The cult, like at the time, as a viewer, I didn't love it. But I feel like we didn't know about cults as much 30 years ago. Like now I'm going to really enjoy that storyline rewatching it because I'm curious.
Yeah, me too. When you did voiceover work for scenes shot outside, did you ever do each other's lines?
No. Right?
Yeah. No, that wouldn't have worked because it would be your mouth moving and my voice coming out of it.
Yeah. Fact. Okay. Worst and best hair moments for your characters.
We just talked about that. It would be when dyed your hair.
Yes. And I said I wasn't a fan of when your hair was cut short, but you might have a different opinion.
Well, because you were so against it, it has become my least favorite hair look.
Oh my God, I'm sorry.
I really was proud of it in the moment. I thought, oh my gosh, I look so cute and like a pixie. And then you were like, no, you look like a soccer mom.
Okay. In all fairness, I was not a fan of her cutting her hair short because she had the best hair, still has the best hair. Like she has good hair, but you have to have such a beautiful face to pull it off. And you pulled it off camera. Like she'd come in and her hair and I'd be like, oh my God, she'd have no makeup on, her hair cut short. And she looked so beautiful. But sometimes I feel like they put some type of curl or wave in it. They always look beautiful, but it just wasn't my favorite look. That was all.
I didn't love that look either.
Remember when you would do the tight curls?
Like curl, 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 curl.
But sometimes it looked good.
Yeah.
Like events. Like you rocked it at the Emmys with short hair.
Looking back, I didn't like it.
Fine.
Okay. What was the worst look you had to wear? Well, mine hands down is from the pilot when I had to have the polka dot spandex pant biker shorts over the bright blue, I think it was, spandex tights. And then there was some orange involved somehow in the upper half. It was a lot.
It was an epic look, though. Very bold. You pulled it off.
What was yours?
I'm not a hat person, so when they would put me in the big blossom hats. Looking back, she looked okay, but like a...
It just was
I'm
weird.
Sure I probably cried in my trailer having to wear it.
I can't even imagine you wearing one of those now. Like, I can't picture it.
Nope. Please don't ever try to picture it again.
Did the guys wear makeup and have their stylists for filming? Yeah, they wore makeup.
Lots of makeup.
A lot
because everyone had to back then.
Yeah, like a lot of like face makeup, like foundation to even their skin tones out everywhere, like give them a little color, right?
Yeah. And everyone, we had the same wardrobe stylist. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
We all had to go through the works, they call it.
The works.
Yep.
Our works took a little bit longer.
Yeah. Oof. But it used to be quicker. Now it's good. Hour and a half at least.
Yeah, we ask for an hour and a half, but usually before we say that, they'll be like 2 hours. We're like,
wait, it doesn't take us 2 hours to get ready.
Yeah, and then never. We always argue.
At 2 hours, we're not ready.
Well, fact, she's usually ready and waiting for me.
Yeah, but that's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why didn't Kelly just have a baby like Andrea?
Why didn't Kelly just have a baby like Andrea? Oh, meaning like because I was pregnant IRL then.
Oh. I read that the wrong way in my head.
Is that it?
Yeah, I think you're right. Like, why didn't they write your pregnancy in?
They didn't. I felt maybe like it just worked for Andrea's character and where her character was at that time. She was married to Jesse, right? And it was like more of a state. And I think they just had more drama for Kelly that in store. They needed her to not be with a baby.
Yep.
They didn't want her to be with the baby daddy or like one. I don't know. Maybe they just had other things in mind. And I was just grateful that I didn't get fired for getting pregnant, because I thought, oh my God, I'm going to get fired because I'm pregnant in real life. But no, it didn't. That didn't happen. Everybody was super cool about it. And we just hid the baby all the time. Hid the baby bump.
I used to like when your belly would growl, though. Mm. Like Luca was kicking and you'd be like, yeah. We'd be like in the beach apartment, like on the couch laying.
So surreal that I was, I had a baby on a TV show, you know, like that experience of being super pregnant and being surrounded by people that I'd been with for that long and like people that felt like my peers and, well, they were my peers. And then going off and having a baby just makes you mature so much more than your current peer group. Like it was like a weird step to sort of take in life. But looking back, I'm glad that I did it on the show, my first baby, because I got to share it with so many people. You being one of them.
It was like our baby. Oh my gosh. I just remember getting that call from Tiffany that you had the baby and just feeling like, oh my God, she's so far away, because we were in Hawaii filming.
Oh my gosh.
But Tiffany was filming with us in Hawaii.
No, so it must have been when you got back. It must have been when you guys had gotten back, because I didn't get to go to Hawaii because I was too pregnant to go film. I was so bummed.
Oh, you're right. I was in Hawaii. It just wasn't part of the show. Yeah. No, I can see it right now and remembering getting the call and being like, oh my gosh. And just being like, I can't even go visit her. Like, I'm so far away. Mm. But yeah, I know. And we were in Hawaii without you, which didn't feel right. But then you got shot at the LAX airport. So it was a good storyline.
Oh, we all love a good trip to Target. And now it just got better.
Target Circle, the program you know and love, now comes with automatic deals.
It's the free and easy way to get the most deals. Because now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be applied automatically at checkout.
Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.com.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Did you realize when filming the show that Andrea was the closest in age to Jim Walsh? Like, of all the cast members, did we think Andrea was the oldest?
I think they meant, like, did you realize when you're filming the show that she was closer to Jim Walsh's age than your age?
Okay.
And your character's age. Never thought of that.
Really didn't cross my mind either. I know it crossed her mind. Daily.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I know. I wish we knew back then that that's what was going through her head and that she kind of felt like disconnected from us and like that she was hiding her age. And like,
because I just saw this thing on TV last night. My husband was watching it about the 90s gone wrong. Like, it was like, you know how they do the 80s, the 70s, mm-hmm, like mm-hmm. They do those great documentaries about it. This was not the usual people that do that, but this was the 90s, like the dark side of the 90s. And who was featured in it? A lot of us. the show, the onset of the show. And then they did interviews with Charles Rosen, our executive producer. They did interviews with Jason Priestley, and they did interviews with Gabrielle Carteris. And
from back then, or like new interviews? What are you talking about?
I don't know how. What
it's called? '90s Gone Wrong.
It's kind of '90s, the dark side, or the dark side of the '90s, something like that.
And Jason did an interview,
a sit down where he's like, he says these words: "Hi, I'm Jason Priestley. I played Brandon Walsh on Beverly Hills 90210. And then he talks about it. And then Gabrielle says, "Hi, I'm Gabrielle Carteris. I played Andrea Zuckerman on 90210.
It's, you know, worth, it's going through my mind right now.
I know, a lot. I know. Mm. Trust me. But they did it. And anyways, my point was that she, in her interview part of the show, she does talk about how difficult it was for her and how ageism was such a problem back then for her when she was doing the show, and that she was 29 playing a 17-year-old.
It is extreme. Like, I know everyone talks about it, but like when we started doing the show and watching it back, I didn't feel like, maybe it's because we know her so well.
And she's so tiny.
I didn't see the age difference. I really didn't.
I mean, I felt it sometimes because like, just on a maturity level, we weren't as mature as her.
Like in real life?
Yeah. And I think sometimes it was like a good thing because you could go to her when you needed something or when you needed advice. And also, I don't know, she was just always there for you. And then sometimes it wasn't a good thing because she felt excluded from the joke or the whatever shenanigans we youngsters were up to.
Oh, goodness. Okay, pick a cast member from another TV show to play your part.
Pick a cast member from another TV show to play your part. Okay. Who would have been Donna if it wasn't you?
You just want me to go first so you have more time to think about who to pick for Kelly?
No, I already have one in my mind, but...
Really? Okay, wait. Is it like from the 90s or can it be a current series? Okay, from the 90s?
No, it could be anything you want it to be.
Oh my gosh. This is so much pressure.
Who would have been a good Donna?
Like a prototype. So I'm trying to think of like someone who's naive and cute. Not cute, but like bubbly, like personality. I don't know. My mind goes to like Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yeah, good.
Because like at the time from Party of Five, like her character, I don't know. Okay.
That's a good answer. For me, it would be the person I thought of instantly was Kelly from Married with Children.
Oh, that's so good.
She could have been Kelly on Beverly Hills 90210. And I could have been Kelly on Married with Children for that matter. We played Kellys.
Oh my gosh, that's such a good answer. Can I have a do-over?
Nope. Moving on.
Nope. Okay.
What is your favorite part of your character? For me, I would say like Donna's honesty. Like she is honest about things. Like she's not a liar. Like she kind of goes into everything with her heart on her sleeve. Even if like she makes the wrong move or embarrasses herself. And I like that quality that she's not afraid. Mm-hmm. Even though she thinks she's afraid of everything. She's really not. She's super strong deep down.
She's actually really brave. Yeah. My favorite part of my character. I just think her ability to, her resilience, I think, to go through all that she went through and to learn things from it and it to sort of deepen her understanding of herself. Like, you know, I think she was a really resilient and ended up being a really resilient and deep character.
Yeah, she evolved so much from the beginning to the end.
What was it like filming the opening credits in 90210? Did they try to make you guys laugh? Okay. We had to sit on the stools, remember? The stool in front of like the backdrop. And these were big shoots because like all the people would come from Fox and Spelling Entertainment. Like there'd be suits galore watching us. And one at a time, we would just have to go sit on the stool and they'd put on some music that they thought would make us get into it. I don't know. And we would spin around.
Oh my gosh. Just now when I look at my spin arounds, I'm just like, I could tell I'm just trying to be so sexy. And like, it's so not Donna. Like Donna wasn't all like, and just every season, that was the look I gave.
Well, they kind of told us like, be...
What did Jason call it?
Smoldering.
Yeah.
It's time to smolder, people. If he's, I don't know if smoldering is a good recommendation when you get older.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So we had to redo that. Okay. So when we did our spin around, we tried to reenact it for BH90210. We'd been filming all day long and all night long. And it was by the time they got to those, it was like what? 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Literally.
4 a.m.
We're in our 40s, people. Like, oh, geez. Any amount of makeup put on. Like, we looked tired, I felt like. Haggard. And Jason was directing them. So it's like one of us, like we're cool with him directing things. But, like, he was directing that turnaround. And I was just remembering myself at, like, 18 doing the turnaround.
It did feel weird.
And Brandon's directing me. And I'm tired. And, like, I was just like, woof. And they wanted to get through it because we had to wrap.
Yeah.
So it was the last
was
thing. And they were like,
rushed.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, we got it. It's like, wait, you sure you got it? You sure?
What was the funniest blooper you remember from filming?
Do we have a blooper reel?
I don't think we do, but that would be so fun to watch.
Okay, wait. Does somebody have like a blooper reel? I feel like in later seasons, they would start to play around Christmas time. A blooper reel? Am I imagining something?
I don't know. I'm right there with you. I'm imagining it with you, but I don't know if it's true. I don't know.
Like takes of people mostly just being like, oh, you forgot your line. And they just speed it up. Like it wasn't like crazy ones or laughing through your dialogue and couldn't remember your line.
I'm sure there were some pretty funny things that happened. I wish I could remember them right now. Oh,
me too.
Like falling down. I know one of my bloopers was when my when I had a baby and my boob started leaking. During a scene. Is that considered a blooper? It was a blooper for me.
That's amazing. I would do anything to see that right now. Oh my gosh. Where's Kelly's BMW?
Was it red or was it blue?
I thought it was red.
It was two colors. In the pilot, it might have been blue.
Oh.
And then it turned to red, right? Or vice versa. No, because she had a red BMW moving.
I remember red.
Yeah. Where is it? No idea, but...
They probably sold it at auction.
Yeah, just like they did Dylan's Porsche.
Would you want that?
Would I drive around in a red convertible BMW? No,
just like as a memorabilia. Like,
where am I going to... That's a big, giant memorabilia. I don't have storage for that.
I don't know.
No, but my daughter, when she got her first car, Lola, she got a blue... car, exact car like that.
Right.
Convertible BMW. And that but she
wasn't
loved that
part of it. The reason,
probably in yeah. her mind somewhere. Yeah, I didn't tell her to get that car. Right. She loved that car though. It's in the cemetery now, though.
Kelly wears heart jewelry. What was this intentional? What? I've never noticed that.
What? I wear heart jewelry?
What? Oh my God.
No, Kelly never had like a, this is my signature thing. I don't think you had the daisies or the sunflowers, which was it?
Yeah, both.
Yeah.
Wait, oh my gosh, Kelly, it must have been hearts. Are you sure? Someone is pointing that out.
We should, well, I'm going to keep that in mind now moving forward. Yeah. I'm going to look for it. But I never really noticed.
Were you into hearts during that time? I don't remember.
Who isn't into hearts?
I didn't like hearts.
I loved drawing hearts when I still draw hearts, like doodle them. I always dot my eye with a heart. Well, not always, but when I have time. Did you seek out films to be a part of during your off time on the show, or were you sought out?
So it started with like people approaching us for like movies of the week. But then at a certain point, we started producing our own and like being executive producers on our own projects.
Yeah, I feel like there were people coming to us at that point in our because we were at the height of our careers and like popularity and stardom and all that. And people wanted us to be in their movies of the week, their TV movies. Like,
wasn't that a good feeling? That first script you got and they were like, it's an offer. Mm-hmm. And you're like, wait, what do you mean? Like, I don't have to audition. And they're like, no, it's a straight offer. You're like, wow.
Yeah.
It was such a good feeling.
I wish they could all be that way.
I know. I know. I hate auditioning. Okay. Was there any chance to ad-lib lines at all, or was it stick to the script? In the early years, stick to the script.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much, right? I mean, we could add like looks or like giggles or hi or...
Yeah. I think it got a little looser as the seasons went on and we were allowed to kind of say, oh, I don't think my character would say quite that. Mm-hmm. Could I say this instead? When it kind of, I did that a lot, like when it has the same intention or meaning, the line, but it's just different words because right. it is more like organic for me. I always find that, do you find this like when you're memorizing for something, if the writing doesn't speak to you, isn't how you would speak, you can't memorize it.
I agree 100%.
It's so
and there's
hard.
Always yeah. something to be said about that.
Right?
Yes. Because you're like, and it's just...
You don't want to blame the writing, but
right.
sometimes it's the writing's not great right there. Like, because my brain won't attach to it.
It's so true. Or it's the same intention, like you said, but it's like a word or two off, but you keep saying it one way. And you're like, well, that's because it flows better without the an or a mm-hmm. or the in there.
Yeah.
But like, so first, like at first we stuck to the script. Then we're like, well, if it's the same intention, is it okay to say it this way? And they'd be like, we have to send up the flagpole. They'd mm-hmm. have to call and get permission. Oh my gosh, right?
They'd have to call and get approval.
They'd call. Yeah. But then I feel like last season we were like, we wouldn't really say it this way. Especially you, me, and Brian, we would be back there and we'd just like changing everything. And they'd be like, eh, just do it. Like, they didn't care about calling anymore. They're like, let them just do it.
We were whatever. Basically running the show at that point, yeah. It felt like anyway.
Literally. Or they'd call and they couldn't get anyone. They're like, eh.
It's okay. You just say it how it feels right.
Yeah.
What was the final filming last day like? Do you remember it?
I remember, yes. And it was fun because we were in a hotel and we always love filming in hotels. Mm-hmm. We were of legal age, so we were definitely like upstairs towards the night scenes, like drinking and having fun mm-hmm. in the hotel. And it was like a big, and we did that big thing that, remember Ian used to initiate where, this is aging us, but like put your camera on the floor.
And put your hands in.
And we'd all look over.
Oh yeah, can't do that anymore.
Yeah, we would never let anyone shoot us like that anymore. But yeah, I remember us being on the dance floor and he was like, one more time, you guys. And he put it in the center and we did the whole thing.
Oh, and I wonder where that is, that footage.
I feel like Ian has that photo.
Probably. Well, that's it. That's all of our questions today. How did you like that? Did you like answering questions?
It was exhausting just because it like we had to go back, you know?
Think.
We had to think.
We don't like to think. No, just kidding.
When we talk about current stuff, we're like, oh my God, okay. So what did you do yesterday?
No.
But yeah.
It was good. Those are great questions, you guys. And some of them we've never been asked before, which is always fun.
Keep them coming. And if we somehow didn't get to your questions, we're going to bank them and we'll be back with season 3 after the new year. Oh my gosh. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Yay.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Take a pause from your to-do list with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.com.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyers.com today.
Target Circle, the program you know and love, now includes automatic deals.
The all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, the unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360, is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard.